Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.
The 1st of November is a special time in the year. There is no doubt about it. This is the moment when many try to recall those who are no longer living on earth, but their souls are somewhere either in heaven or in any other more or less spiritual dimensions. However, before the souls set on their journey, a person dies, and the whole family participates in a funeral ceremony to say goodbye to the, let's say, relative, and next puts the body into a grave in the ground. Probably this is the most common funeral practice, apart from cremation, which also has some proponents. Nevertheless, today I'd like to tell you more about one closely guarded Tibetan tradition of so-called sky burials. And honestly, I think it is one of the most beautiful, in terms of philosophy, ceremony ever. The harsh climate of Tibet and some parts of Mongolia deprive the locals of the trees. The landscape, though picturesque, is usually rocky, preventing people from any possibility to dig a simple hole, not to mention the grave. Cremation, you may say. Okay, but how to burn the body if there is shortage of wood? The solution came with Buddhism religion. The harsh climate and landscape turned out to be a perfect environment for vultures, which are believed to be divine birds flying up in the sky. Where is the body? Well, if you die, your soul leaves your body, which becomes an empty vessel. So on the one hand, you have a, let's say, useless body, which anyway will decay sooner or later, no possibility to dispose this body, and then you have beautiful and strong predators. What does the ceremony look like, you may ask? Well, it is led by a monk, usually chanting mantra, who chops the body into pieces. In the meantime, a flock of vultures is waiting on the hillside for the monk to finish the procedure. The moment the body has been chopped, the vultures may enjoy a feast. After a few minutes, only bones are left, which next are broken into smaller pieces and mixed with barley flour, butter, and milk. And later on, given to some smaller birds like crows or hawks, who already wait for the vultures to fly away. Certainly, the idea that lies behind sky burial is to dispose of the body. However, I would say that it is done in the most beautiful, generous, and virtuous way. You donate your dead flesh to vultures. By the same token, you save hundreds of lives of some other small creatures that might become vultures' prey. Brutal or cruel, one may say, but for me, that was one of the most mystical, philosophical, and beautiful ceremony I have ever witnessed.
Chit-chat from around the world, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska. Powtórka audycji.